and sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
Good evening, this is Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Coming to you live from the Boogie Down Bronx.
From the Bronx, we are recording, bringing you another episode. And today's topic is shots fired. And Big Root, for our listeners, what is shots fired? Let's just jump right into the conversation. Shots fired.
Shots fired basically is right now we have a lot of the New York City teachers who, if they're not vaccinated, if they're not taking the vaccine for coronavirus, they are not going to be allowed to work anymore. They're going to be fired from the job. And a lot of them are, upset about this, and they took it to court.
Exactly. So the process has been going on for a few weeks, like you said. They've been working to get teachers vaccinated, staff, not just teachers, everyone in school, and students. And the deadline was last week. Like you said, the teachers took it to court. It got elevated, went both ways. There was a stay, and the stay was removed. And then they actually applied to the Supreme Court, and Justice Sotomayor shot it down. Said, no, the schools have a right to mandate vaccinations. So basically, as of Monday, teachers had to be vaccinated to work.
And, they are front-facing workers. They interact with the kids. So they're handling a very delicate part of our population, young people. And, it's very important that they are vaccinated and helps stop the spread of this deadly disease, stop the pandemic.
Exactly. And so following up last week's episode, which was I Quit, and we were talking about the seeming worker exodus from the workforce, the amount of workers that are not either returning to the workforce or have just basically disappeared. As some of the economists have said, that there seems to be a gap in the amount of available positions and people to fill them. It's something that doesn't normally happen at that kind of a margin. And today's episode, again, Shots Fired, is a good example of it because the numbers are relatively low. I think 90%+ of the educators in New York City schools are vaccinated, ready to work. So the story is really about the 10% or less that aren't. But it makes a good point because the jobs are waiting for them. The school year started. The students are waiting for them. Yet they're not taking the positions. And the reason is the vaccine. So what reasons do you think that these teachers might have to not want to basically rejoin the workforce and do what's required?
Well, I think some people, it's based on principle. Just because you're forcing me and saying it's mandatory, they don't want to take it. Whether or not they actually believe what they're doing is right, they feel that they have the right to choose.
Right, right. And again, a lot of times things are theoretical and hypothetical and until they become real, right in their face. And this is not something that has sprung up, right? For the last year and a half, many students were in school physically. They were learning remotely. Like you said, teaching is a front-facing position where you do interact directly with students or are supposed to. And they've basically been trying to prepare both sides, both the parents and students and all of the professional faculty to come together, that we need to come back together. So this has been a several months long process. And that's why gradually over time, a lot of teachers who didn't want to eventually did say, well, my job depends on it, whatever. So today's title is Shots Fired, right? And I guess the equation for us is that the shots, the vaccine, the moving forward on the coronavirus is actually equaling some people losing their job. Right? Getting fired. Some people not taking every opportunity to return to the workforce or to participate. And you said for some people, it's because of their principles, right? So think about it from an employee's point of view. What's an employer to do when they have certain requirements and their workers just don't want to do it?
Well, if the workers don't want to do it, then find other workers that are willing to do it.
Okay. And has this ever happened in recent history where basic, and we could argue whether or not taking the corona vaccine is a basic requirement, but when basic requirements weren't met, in other words, like you said, you have to have your teaching license or whatever requisite license, you have to pass background checks, and you have to pass drug tests, and there never seems to be this mass uproar by large percentages of the population to do it. So what's so different about this particular vaccine that all of a sudden people are willing to lose their jobs and their livelihoods over?
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
Well, again, like we said in our previous episodes, I think some of it is the way that the vaccine was presented to the population. People still have a distrust for it. I think it's also something that seems to be mandatory. It's big brother forcing you to do something and monitoring you, what you're doing. I mean, it's kind of funny because we all are required to pay taxes as, citizens of the country. And we try to find ways around paying maximum taxes, but most people pay their taxes. They know if they don't pay their taxes, they could end up in jail.
True.
Somehow, in this case, they want to do what they want to do and not, face the ramifications of their decision.
Exactly. That's really a good point right there, because I think that's what it is. I want to make my choice, but not pay the consequences for my choice. Right. And I think that's part of the shift that we see happening in our society and maybe the world, global society, where people don't want to be held accountable for their actions. Right. I want to do something, but I don't really want to suffer for it. And I guess a big part of me is now we're going on year two of the coronavirus. Right. It's almost 2 years. Right. I think the first case in China was identified in late 2019, November, December-ish. Right. So we're closing in on the second anniversary of this virus entering the world. And to your point, there's been a certain amount of patience. Right. The vaccine is only less than a year old, so we can't even count that first year as far as it. But the point being is that we all have the same information and, I guess, in some sense, timing. Some people were forced to take the vaccine much earlier than others. But how long is too long? What's reasonable? What's good for the public health? Because like you said, we have 90% that have done as far as the teachers and the educators, but 10% are almost holding people hostage or feel that it's right to hold the whole system hostage.
Yeah, and I mean, it's one thing if there were adverse, but for the most part, symptoms the first couple days after taking the vaccine, but then they seem to be fine. So it's not like people are dying or getting some type of outrageous side effects. They say, hey, wait a second, I'm not sure this is something I want to take. So you would think that so many people have died from this pandemic and you are a person that's dealing with the youth. So again, you don't want our best and brightest, young people, the future of the country, to get sick. You would want to take the vaccine so that you can make sure that they don't get sick. And you're protecting yourself since you're dealing with the public. And it really makes no sense to say, I'm not taking it and not expect to lose your job. Because, we know when we do certain actions, if we break the law, we have to pay the price. So you can't have your cake and eat it too. You have to either say that you're going to acquiesce and do what's required to keep your job or just be ready to lose it.
Exactly. Again, you made that point previously and just reiterated again, and you're spot on with it, because I think for me personally, I think in general to the point you just made, it's one thing to say, listen, you know what? If this is what my job requires of me, then I said I'm done, right? I'm not willing to do that. And you kind of accept it. You make a decision and you kind of accept it. To the point you just made, though, it seems that now people are making decisions, but they don't want the repercussions of decisions. So I don't feel I should have to do what you're telling me to do. Yes, it is about this particular situation of the COVID vaccine. But like you said, you're making a point. I shouldn't lose my job over it, but I shouldn't have to take it. And okay, but the point is, you do like that. Like, in other words, whether that should or shouldn't be the case, that's not the case anymore. It is the decided case, right? And the courts have supported it, that this is legal. So now you have to make a decision. And if you decide to leave the profession for this reason or any reason, that's your choice. But like you said, you know, a lot of people saying, I shouldn't have to do what you're telling me to do, and I shouldn't lose my job.
Yeah, they're totally being unrealistic. Again, it's like we all like to go to bars. So we like to go to bars. You want to have a couple of drinks. You know, if you drink too much and your blood alcohol level is too high and you get stopped by a cop, you're going to lose your license and you're going to have to face the ramifications of your actions. Same thing here. You don't want to take the vaccine. You might lose your job or whatever the penalties would be. So accept it. But you can't not do what you don't want to do and then say, you know, you can't hold me accountable.
No, that's true. You're right. And again, I'm not sure why every time or every situation that deals with this pandemic always seems to have this philosophical element to it, where people's beliefs become a part of it and people's feelings become a part of it. And it's almost like the tangible world that we live in isn't real anymore. We don't live in this tangible world anymore. And that's just a new thing for us. Because like you said, you're right. Drunk driving has consequences. Not paying your taxes has consequences. Other forms of criminal or just inappropriate behavior at work or just breaking the rules has consequences. But now people feel that I should be able to make decisions and not have the consequences of those decisions.
Yeah, they're really being selfish. You could say hypocritical. Because it was something that they really thought was wrong, or someone else was doing something they thought was wrong, didn't want them punished or, you know, have to pay the price. But all of a sudden they think that they're above reproach. And what's really crazy, if you think about it, we're not really going to get into this, but there's a lot of people that would take the vaccine to do certain jobs if they had the opportunity. So it's like, sometimes you think that some people in this country are spoiled or feel that they're enriched. They should be able to do what they want and never have to pay the price.
No, that's true. That's true. And that does seem like a new phenomenon or a newer phenomenon. I mean, to the point I think we were referencing, we took it off air, and, you know, it's right to bring it up really, really quick, is that you're right. There are migrants who are at the borders who would gladly take whatever position they could get. Right, at any level, something top level exec or something as basic as cleaning out any particular facility or whatever they can get. And they're willing to be vaccinated or do whatever the job requirements are. So you're right. There are people that want these jobs and want the vaccine and will do whatever they need to do to work. And then, like you said, you have people that for whatever reason feel that, okay, I'll work under the conditions that I set. Right. And if the conditions aren't met, well, I still should be okay. Like, in other words, I don't have to meet all the requirements or I shouldn't have to meet this requirement. Maybe it's not the other ones. Maybe this new requirement is the one that's too far. But like you said, your job is your job and the requirements are the requirements.
Exactly. And if you really are that much against the rules and regulations, then start your own school or your own institution that doesn't require the vaccine. If you're so gung-ho and, you know better than everybody else. I mean, I think there's a certain part of the population that thinks they're entitled and they are basically spoiled. You know, this is the biggest manifestation that we've seen of it. But you have, you know, people that protested the government, you know, back in January and didn't want to be held accountable. You have people who, you know, you could just say it's Americans sometimes feeling entitled, because how many people have certain positions in other countries and when they come over here, they're not allowed to practice what they've been doing for years. And they probably have an expertise that some people over here don't have, but because they don't have the schooling or degree from this country, you know, they're regulated to a lower position. I've heard a lot of people who are doctors in other countries who have actual qualifications will come here and have to start you know, maybe as a nurse or as a doctor, a physician technician or physician assistant, because, you know, oh, you didn't go to a U.S. accredited school, which is kind of funny.
Tired of the same rap songs, every new hit should sing along. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
No, it's true, but and that's a good point you make. But then the last element of your point actually does show why, right? You didn't go to a U.S. accredited school. You didn't meet the specific requirements to work here, and they accept that. They may not like it. If there's a way around, I'm sure they would challenge it or go through it. But they're accepting. Okay, if you're telling me I didn't meet the criteria, your criteria, you're the employer, you set the criteria, I have to meet it. You're saying I didn't, I accept it. And what's happening now is people say that I don't necessarily accept the criteria or, you know, just that nature. So, I mean, you're right. There's a different dynamic when people feel entitled and feel that the rules shouldn't apply to them. I don't want to minimize the gravity of taking the COVID vaccine, right? Because you're right. The point I was trying to make that was so many months into it is that it's not experimental anymore. It's been tested. It's been proven. I also don't want to minimize it because, one, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, when it was new, many of us felt differently than we do now, right? So I don't want to discount people's personal feelings on it. I think for me, the issue with today's episode of Shots Fired is that we are further to the process, right? It has been proven that this is effective. And basically, it's mandated for your job. So the fact that people feel that I don't necessarily have to meet the mandates of my job, but I should still have my job, I think that's the core issue here. If people say, listen, I don't agree with this, I'm going to find another line of work, I'm out, there's not much we can say. That might be part of the topic from last week. I quit when people maybe have quit the workforce or quit certain industries and just said, I'm going to live my life differently. That's their choice. It might hurt the country in the long run, but you can't make people work. But we have... What this episode is about is people saying, I shouldn't have to do certain things you tell me to do, but I shouldn't lose my job for it.
No, I totally agree with that point. What's really funny is that I can even, you know, I can kind of appreciate people being skeptical when the vaccine first came out. But now so many people have taken the vaccine and the percentage of the people in the country that have it and have not gotten sick or had side effects, you see this as a safe process. It's not like something where it's going to cause you harm. I mean, I understand it's not 100% effective. You know, you can't take it and then no longer have to wear a mask and you can just walk around and act like you were in 2018. But at the same token, it is a good deterrent towards not getting coronavirus. So I would think that most people want to protect themselves.
True. And I agree with that. I'll play advocate, though. I will say that each person doesn't know what's going to happen until they take the vaccine, until they get the shot. And a lot of people do have side effects, minor or more serious. I know some people have had fevers and have been laid up for a while. So, again, I'm not going to take away the individual fear factor or the unknown for any person, because when it goes in your arm, you don't know how it's going to feel, what's going to happen. I guess for me, the greater issue is the fact that, okay, but because it's been proven safe and because it's now an official part of the work requirement or to go to the movies or to go to dentist, right? You have to do it. It's this notion that, well, I shouldn't have to get the shot, but I should still be able to do everything that I want to do. Like, in other words, I should still be able to go to a restaurant. Yeah, you can if you have the vaccine. No, I shouldn't have to take the vaccine and I should be able to come to the restaurant. And this is kind of, like you said, this thing where I should be entitled to do whatever I want and not have to suffer the consequences. I think that's what's new. That's what's specific.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. That does seem to be what's new. And I don't know if it's the younger generation or just the part of the population that feels that they should, like I said, have their cake and eat it too. Because you really, so at least in my mind, you understand, all right, I don't want to do this thing, so then it prohibits me from doing other things, as opposed to I'm not going to do what this thing is, and I still can do everything else. You know, that's the crazy thinking.
Exactly. And that's what it makes me wonder now, just as far as we go through this episode of Shots Fired, because, again, this episode is specifically about the people who are foregoing the vaccine at the cost of their own job, right? Shots fired. right? Not taking the vaccine shots, equaling being fired, losing your job. But does it go beyond that now, right? Because you made a point before. We pay our taxes because we're supposed to pay our taxes. We try not to drink and drive because we'll get in trouble to get caught drinking and driving, right? Not to mention it's dangerous. But are we moving to a space where now people, I should be able to drink and drive because I want to. I shouldn't pay my taxes because I don't agree with it, right? I shouldn't have to take the vaccine because I just don't feel like it's right for me. And are we moving to this new space now where our individual desires and choices are supposed to impact the public good as opposed to the other way around?
So basically, you know, you have to decide that as an individual, if you're willing to lose your, you know, source of income by, you know, not adhering to what's going on. And I think that as a society, we need us to enforce these rules. And, you know, you don't want to get the vaccine, all right, you're fired. Because people need to face the consequences of their actions. And maybe that is the only way to get people to, you know, acquiesce to whatever the public demand is. If we just keep, you know, letting it lollygag, and let them, oh, I don't think it's right, and we push it out, it's not going to be effective. It has to be like what Reagan did with the HF controllers. Fire them all. Let's just get this done, and either you believe in what you're doing or you don't.
No, I agree with you, and I think that is what's happening. I think that's what the mayor said. He made every effort to make sure that there would be no work stoppage or no impact in the educational system of New York City public schools because of the situation. I think the same thing is also true with, you know, just across the board. I just think that this was done in a way that we're not going to acquiesce, right? They sent a letter to the Supreme Court. Justice Sotomayor said no. Basically, New York City has the right to mandate its workers to do what they need to do, including the vaccine, and that's it. And I think to your point, that's the point. This is not new. We're not doing anything new, right? We live in a governed society, and that means the government has a responsibility, like you said, for the public demand, the public good, the public health. That's not new. That didn't just start. That's what society is for. That's the point of being organized. And our individual whims and desires have to work within the framework of society, not the other way around.
Nope, I agree with you 100%. Now, I have a quick question for you. Maybe you have more information on than I do. Aren't there a lot of people that want to be in the Board of Education as teachers who have the qualifications, but because they don't have experience or whatever, they were not permitted in? Is that the case?
Yes, there is. My understanding is there's always been a larger demand than supply, a larger supply than demand, which makes it harder to get into the system. Now, in this particular case, you're talking about teachers who largely have tenure, who are largely established, and because of this particular situation, again, shots fired, this particular shot seems to be the bridge too far. But you're right, there are a lot of people that would like to take on these positions. That being said, their jobs aren't being given away. Basically, substitutes and other resources are going to be used because they're not saying we don't want you to work. We're saying that this is a requirement for moving the process forward. And since a lot of people are just not kind of working along with it, that's the sticking point. But to your point, yeah, there's a lot of people that if you don't want to teach anymore, fine, we'll find somebody else because we will.
Okay. I'm not saying to give people's jobs away. I think that they should be let go. But if they go ahead and go and get the vaccine, they should be welcome back. There should be like a time frame where if you get the vaccine within this time frame, you can get your job back. Now, obviously, if it's a too long of a period and you just decided you weren't going to do it, you can't come back 2 years later. Oh, now I want my job back.
Right. That's what it is. I mean, that's really the point. Somebody comes in next week after, I don't know what the limit is. Their job is waiting for them, right? Again, substitutes are just that. They're substitutes, right? So the point is not that you're being punished. And I think that's a key point as we emphasize. You're not being punished. It's not a punishment. There's a requirement to perform a job that you've been given that you're choosing to not do through no valid means of your own. And that's where we can get to the teacher I mentioned to you that was on the news, right? Where I'm not anti-vaccine, this particular stated, right? I just don't want to be forced to take it. So now we're having a philosophical conversation about your rights when there is a legitimate health crisis going on that has to be dealt with, right? We don't have time to have this conversation. We don't have time to discuss your rights. There is an issue. And if you don't want this job, you don't have to take this job. But this is the requirements of this job. Same thing. You don't have to drive a car. We don't make people drive a car. But you do have to have a valid license, right? If you're going to work, you have to pay your taxes. These are fun, like I said, these are cause and effect. And this is no different than that. So it's not punitive. It's not that you're being punished. It's saying that there's a requirement of the job that's been presented to you. It was different than last year. It was different than when you started the position, right? We've all had jobs where they make changes while we're there. They pivot, new rules, new laws come about, and we have to go along with it. That doesn't change it. We're not happy about it per se, but that's what the job requires. I got to keep my job. I got to do what they say.
No, I agree. And again, you have that leeway of, you know, if you do go ahead and get vaccinated in this time frame, you can get your job back. But if you don't, then to me, you don't want your job. And you're putting, you know, if your principles are that important to you and you really feel strongly that you shouldn't be forced, no one's making you do it. Do something else.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
No, I agree. And before we go to our call to action, I'll just say that I hope that this particular topic we're having and the particular feeling that a lot of people are having is just about this topic and not a shift that, why do we have to do things the way that we've always done it or the way that society says? Why can't we do things our way? So we don't know, and I don't think we need to go any further into that. Right now, today's episode of Shots Fired is about people willing to lose their job rather than take the vaccine. And I'm hoping that's the core issue. I'm hoping that's what it really is. And it's not this shift to why do we have to do this and why do we need to do that? And I don't agree with this or that, because you do get some elements of that as well.
Yeah, no, you definitely do get some elements of that. And, you know, sometimes people have to understand, you know, when you are looking and trying to instill anarchy, you know, the whole society is going to fail. And you don't want that. You need to have rules and regulations in place so things can run in a smooth, you know, timely fashion.
Definitely. Yeah, so shots fired for our listeners. Hopefully you guys followed along. This is a percolating situation. It seems that many more teachers and staff members are just getting the vaccine, getting the first dose, just to do what they have to keep their jobs. But going to our call to action for our listeners, as far as this topic of shots fired, of I guess, meeting the requirements of our job. Do you have any either specific requirements? I mean, you know, call to actions as far as the COVID vaccine and what needs to get done, or any general, you know, suggestions. If our work says you have to pivot in this way or that way, what would you tell listeners? Because I just guess for me, it's just so shocking that, like you said, this is not day one. This is not even day 20 of COVID. This is almost day, 600? We're going on 2 years of it. So it's almost like, at what point are we going to accept that if we don't do everything we can do, we're not going to move past it? And I guess it's a call to action, work-wise, life-wise. What do you tell workers? I mean, since when do we not have to meet the requirements of our job?
Yeah, I mean, I would basically tell people, you know, do your research. Obviously, obviously now there's a lot more data on all the different type of vaccines and the side effects and everything else, but decide what you want to do. If you really think that this type of vaccine is hurting you or going to hurt you or your family, going to be in this, I don't think you can have your cake and eat it too.
I agree. You came in a little choppy. I'm not sure what the, some of our technical glitches is. I don't want to just make your point again real quick, because it came in a little choppy at some points.
Oh, sorry about that. Like I said, I'm just feeling that the individuals should do more research and, you know, decide if this is the industry or the field that you want to be in. You know, are you willing to go 100% and commit yourself to what needs to be done to have this as your career, or do you want to do something else? You know, make a decision. But this is your calling, and you want to be in whatever field it is, then you have to make that sacrifice.
Well said, well said. That was actually going to be my call to action, too. And I think I will just kind of double down on it and follow what you just said, because it's true. You know what? We're at a point right now, like we said last week, that we do what we need to do, right? And if significant amounts of people are leaving the workforce because they don't need to work anymore, one, it is what it is. Two, society will just have to find a way to deal with it because it is what it is. Because the work market, the job market we're a part of, is based on us needing to work, right? So most people don't work because they're independently wealthy and they just have fun doing it. Most people work because they're not independently wealthy. They need the money and the benefits, and that's why they participate. So like you said, following that train of thought, if this particular line of work isn't for you anymore, whatever it is, or you decide you want to go in a different direction in life, then do it. That's nothing new. But like you said, be realistic that you can't expect the job market to change to you, right? You can't say, I don't have to meet the requirements, but I should still get the job. That's the difference. So for me, like you said, do your research, decide what you want out of life, but be realistic about what's expected of you and what you need to do.
I agree with that 100%.
And I agree with your point too, 100%. If this is not the right thing for you, then yeah, maybe now's the time to make change. Maybe part of the COVID pandemic is a time of change for lots of people to do things differently. So we'll see. But, you know, that's definitely where we are now. But, yeah, shots fired. You know, sometimes you have to do things you have to do to keep your job. And that's just what it is.
Yeah, as my favorite saying is, it is what it is.
Okay, I've been saying that for years, but that's fine. I've been saying that for the better part of a decade, but I agree with you. But for our listeners, hopefully they got a lot out of today's episode. Today's episode is Shot Fired. I'm Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Peace out.
I'm tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit, sing along. Rappers so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art out the art form. What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.